This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Joe Biden on Wednesday ordered new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, taking action after the military this month staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country and arrested de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. Biden said he was issuing an executive order that will prevent Myanmar's generals from accessing $1 billion in assets in the United States. The president said the United States and a broad international coalition are calling on military leaders to free political detainees.
I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists and they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi. And she is, and also Win Myint, the president.
He said that the people of Myanmar are demanding that power be restored to the civilian government. The president's action came on the same day that thousands of people in Myanmar defied the military government and took part in mass demonstrations. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Thousands of people joined demonstrations in the main city of Yangon and in the capital, Naypyidaw. Hundreds of government workers marched in support of a growing civil disobedience campaign. A group of police in Kaya State in the east also joined the protesters and marched in uniform with a sign that said, "We don't want dictatorship," according to pictures published in media. Junta leader General Min Aung Hlaing promised on Monday to hold a new election, but gave no time frame, citing unproven allegations of election fraud for justifying their takeover. The military have issued a state of emergency to last for 1 year.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden on Wednesday announced plans for a Pentagon review of national security strategy on China as part of his push to recalibrate the U.S. approach with Beijing. The president announced the review during his first visit to the Pentagon as commander-in-chief.
We need to take on the dangers and opportunities of emerging technologies, enhance our capabilities in cyberspace, ensure that we are positioned to lead a new era of competition from the deep sea to outer space. And we need to meet the growing challenges posed by China to keep peace and defend our interests in the Indo-Pacific and globally.
Defense Department officials described the review as a sprint effort that would weigh U.S. intelligence, troop levels in the region, defense alliances with China, and more. Biden is determined to depart from former President Donald Trump's approach to China, a relationship that placed economic and trade concerns above all else, and then hit a wall after the coronavirus pandemic. On the first full day of former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial, Democratic House managers are trying to prove he incited a riot at the Capitol January 6th. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Lead prosecutor Jamie Raskin says to those who were in the Capitol January 6th, it may have felt like chaos and madness.
But there was method in the madness.
Eric Swalwell argues the president had long laid the groundwork.
He built this mob over many months,
convincing supporters the election had been stolen, summoning them to the Capitol the day Congress was to certify Joe Biden's win, and then urging them to fight like hell.
A call to arms.
Joe Neguse and other prosecutors say the commander-in-chief had become inciter-in-chief, watching with glee as the mob attacked the Capitol and doing nothing to stop it. For that, they say the Senate must convict him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
One of Saudi Arabia's most prominent political activists was released from prison on Wednesday, according to her family, after serving nearly 3 years on charges that sparked an international uproar over the kingdom's human rights record. Loujain Al-Hathloul, who pushed to end a ban on women driving in the kingdom, was arrested in 2018 and sentenced to almost 6 years in prison last December under a broad counterterrorism law. She was held for 1,001 days with time in pretrial detention and solitary confinement. She was accused of crimes such as agitating for change, using the internet to cause disorder, and pursuing a foreign agenda, charges that rights groups describe as politically motivated. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.